Hot Underpants.
Boom. Hey everybody, boom. Welcome to the Boom Show. Welcome to Robot Boom. No. Robot Underpants. There are no hot nerdy chicks this week for it to be a something boom type show. I'm Langley. I'm here with Eric Rice.
Hello.
I'm here with Michael Gaines.
Back up your data, kids.
what happened?
I was just sitting here.
Minding my own business.
Minding my own business, and all of a sudden my Mac said, oh, all your hard drives are gone on the external drive. And I unplugged the Thunderbolt cable, and the Thunderbolt cable was so hot that it burned my fingers.
How hot was it?
So, yeah, this my fingers, like, burnt.
Insult to injury.
Turns out, so I bought... I don't have the case anymore because I had to crack the thing open so that I can get to the hard drive. It's a Seagate Go Flex desk something or other 3 terabyte Thunderbolt drive, drive and adapter. And the thing was working flawlessly since I bought the thing maybe like 40 days ago or something like that. And then today the thing just overheated and just died. Now, two questions. Was it ventilated? Yes, very much so. And number two, how was the power? The power was hooked up to one of these backup things that regulates your power and has a battery backup in it.
UPS, yeah.
Yeah, UPS. So don't know what to say. I had the choice between ripping it open and putting the drive. Here's the drive. How to put the drive in an external device so that I can get at the data that's there, or send it in for repairs and maybe get it back 3 or 4 months later. But if you open it up,
you can't send it back in.
I know. If you open it up, you void the warranty. I totally understand that. The thing is the data was more important to me in getting it back immediately than anything else. And so I took the thing out and I popped it in 2 different drive adapters, and they both said that the drive was screwed. It's a 3 terabyte drive, and the systems both think that it's an 850 gigabyte drive. Ugh. So Langley here was saying that I could maybe get another drive and replace the controller, which I suppose I could do, but...
Here's the trouble with that, and this is what happened to me. I thought I bought the same drive because that's what it mm-hmm. said, but when I finally took them out, and I didn't really notice this until I was looking at them again the other day. They're not the same. They're not the same drive. Like they appear to be, but the numbers are not the same. So I actually went and looked on eBay, and you can type in the serial number of the little chip on the back.
I did that. Well, not the serial number, but the model number. It turns out this is the only model 3 terabyte Seagate Barracuda drive.
They only made one, and you bought it.
Well, they only made one model.
Right.
Apparently.
Oh, I see.
No, not the serial number, the model number. So I, at this point, I just don't know if I'll ever trust Seagate again.
Yeah, I've had problems with them before, too.
My Western Digital drives have never died on me.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I know, knock on wood.
But like I said, I bought the same model to do the swap thing, but they weren't the same hard drive.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could go to Best Buy tomorrow and I could buy another drive. I mean, the drive, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But the thing is that the only thing that I lost all my music and all my movies. And when I say movies, I'm talking about the ones that, you know, the ultraviolet ones or the digital downloads. And then there are a couple that I ripped for my Apple TV upstairs. I own them. Just saying, it's a lot easier to rip them than to keep hooking up the damn PlayStation every time I want to watch a Blu-ray movie upstairs. My podcast template file, so all the podcasts I do have a template file, and what I do is I duplicate the template file so that I don't have to do all the settings every time I do a show, because each show is a little different.
Sure.
And all the raw files, podcast files, GarageBand files for the last 40 days or so. Yeah. They're all gone. I'm not getting those back. The music has been most of the music is on my Mac Pro that died, along with some of the movies, but everything else is
well. Gone. I mean, you didn't lose anything that was totally replaceable, though.
Just the raw podcast files, and I'm sure I'm going to remember that there's probably some piece. You know what? As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, there was a piece of music that I edited for Who Review that was on there. That's gone. So I have to just redo it. Sucks. What are you going to do?
So are you going to double backup now from here on out?
Here's the thing. This was my goddamn backup. This was my time machine drive. Well, it was partitioned to be time machine and music, movies, and podcasts.
But you weren't backing up your music, movies, and podcasts.
Well, I was going to. There was a partition big enough but it was brand tomorrow. New. It was more like
here's
I was
the thing.
Trying to,
whenever I buy a new drive, I wait, I don't even know, a month or two before I wipe the old one, just because of things like that.
Well, this is the first, I can't even tell you how many hard drives I've bought over the last 20 years. I have never had a drive die this fast, this soon, never. And so
I only had like one knock on for a mic or whatever the hell this is, one drive die.
This is my third drive that died. One died many years ago when I was running OS 9. I mean, that's how long ago it was. One died 2 years ago. I don't know why, but DiskWarrior was able to recover it. And then this is the third one. So this drive died due to the fact that this stupid Seagate controller, there's something inside this thing broke.
Yeah.
And so this thing died, and then either it fried the drive or fried the controller. I don't know what happened. Something bad happened.
Well, some good news. Sorry, sorry that sucks. I know it sucks. But the good news that we have is not anything to do with that. But to follow up from last week with our YouTube debacle and our copyright issues, I did contest the copyright claim from whatever that place was, and it said, you will hear something by November 28th or something like that. I'm like, oh,
yeah, God. It was something stupid, some ungodly date.
Yeah, like a month. But I did hear something a couple days later, and they said they dropped the claim because they probably watched or maybe they didn't, but they probably looked at it and went, oh, these guys are idiots. They're clearly not dancing.
It just bothers me because it caused you a big headache.
It did.
Because you didn't know if you should delete the file. You didn't know if you inadvertently did some sort of copyright.
It's blackmail, right? Because it's under review. But if you delete it.
Yeah. Then you're all good.
If you delete it. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that stuff last week. But yeah, the headache was that I couldn't use the account, you know, until they decided to whatever they were going to sign. And I think it's kind of screwy that it only takes one person to do that. I mean, if you decide you don't like somebody, you just go in there and start flagging their stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to like say, I, to the best of my knowledge, feel that this is a copyright issue, and I suppose you could get in trouble, but I mean, make a fake account, whatever. And then go in there and be like, no, this is mine. Yeah. You know, whatever. And then somebody's got to deal with all that for a month.
It's like the modern day equivalent of calling somebody in for like
you're
fake
a witch.
Drunk driving.
Oh, or that.
No, I was telling Langley that it sounded to me like something was automated. Yeah, flagged
probably,
and you look through the file. I couldn't look through the file. No, nobody could because it was flagged. You're the only person that could look at it. Yeah. And you didn't find anything at all,
right? So that's why I said all right,
they got to get automation down. Incidentally, I noticed I sign up for I don't remember what it is, some Google service that when you're you can enter any data, any address in Google Maps, and it will notify you when this imagery is updated. Mm-hmm. So my house got updated, and what they're doing now is they're mapping like the shapes of buildings or what they think are buildings, all automatic. So, you know, I live out in the country, and there are actually three buildings on my property, three or four, I forget. But the map shows like 12, and they're all odd-shaped little things. It's like looking at like, you know, a picnic table as a building and a driveway as a building. It's like, oh, this was automated.
Oh,
totally automated.
I sort of related, unrelated. I signed up for Nextdoor.com. Have you seen this thing?
No, yeah, you were mentioning it, but I didn't look at it.
It's like a social network for your neighborhood.
More social networks. Yeah,
I need another social network.
That's what we need.
Now, I wouldn't probably... We had somebody on at work from this place talking about it. I didn't pay any attention to it because I'm like, whatever. But somebody I feel is somewhat respectable on Google Plus posted about it and said it was awesome. So I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. And at first, basically the idea is you sign up, you verify where you live because it wants to verify where you live. You don't have to post your address. You don't have to put it out there. But basically, it takes, after you verify where you live, it takes everybody who's verified and puts them in touch with each other in their little neighborhood. And, you know, it's like the only people in your feed are those people who have verified that they live in your neighborhood. And some people that have put their addresses or whatever. And I mean, I get the idea. It's kind of cool because I looked through it. I was like, oh, hey, look, there's somebody that's like in HR for Lucasfilm that lives down the street. I'm going to be like, hey, maybe I should go make friends.
Again, where was this app developed?
I believe here or somewhere.
Yeah, probably in the city, in some place cool where there are loads of interesting people. Right. It probably does nothing for the people that live in the burbs.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'm going, well, I don't need to know any of this.
I don't need to know any of it either, but I thought I'd check it out. And it is somewhat interesting. I don't know how much I'll use it. It's interesting, I think. You know, I saw some girl who was like, lost my dog. You know, that's kind of cool because then people can be like, okay, I'm looking
for it. Yeah, all right.
And then she said, okay, I found it. Then there's people who are like, hey, you know, Halloween's coming up. We're doing trick-or-treating. If anybody wants to, like, go around the neighborhood, this is what's happening. A lot of stuff like, hey, I'm selling something, you know, that kind of junk.
Real-time location-based Craigslist. All right, I can buy into that.
Yeah, it's
I'm a little committed different. To using more networks. I mean, I already use networks, but... Like, I'm going to make a committed effort to try and use paths more.
Yeah.
Really?
How I come? Go through that phase every few months.
I don't know. I just was paying attention because they, like, the Nike Fuel Band can post a path, and that's cool by itself, even though I don't use one. I use a Body Media. But, I'm just getting tired of all the networks that are out there. It's the same crap, and paths got a different belief. Like, no links. And no public profiles. So you don't got people walking around all mugging and pretending like they're dating and stuff and being like, yeah, look how awesome I am. And here's all the crap I want to promote. No. Mm. Shut up and be human.
Yeah, but you can post pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Which is...
I still use... I mean, I haven't used it in a while. I go through phases with Path where like...
It's mobile only. I mean, it would be nice for a web client, but...
But see, that's also why I went and joined app.net because it's like, okay, I come in here. The payment on that keeps some of the idiots out, and it's still small enough, and all like the cool kids are over there, and blah blah blah. But I don't know.
All right, so yeah, I'm looking at app.net right now, and there's Kazo.
It just never makes sense.
We love Kazo. It's just funny that Kazo. I only follow a few people. But see, here's what I think is that why don't you just not follow as many people on Twitter
or whatever?
Because that would be self-control, and who has time for that?
I don't have time for that. Somewhere along the line, I ended up following a bunch of people, and the same thing happens with like Google. You start it's a snowball effect where you may talk to somebody once, and they're like, "Okay, I'm gonna friend you," and then you don't remember. Like I have a little bit of that on Facebook, but I made myself like I decided that my rule is I'm only friending friends on Facebook.
Right.
Or people I meet, like I do. Occasionally, I'll go through there and be like, "Who is this? What? Whose birthday?"
So you can only see 15% of your post anyway.
Right, and I don't post to Facebook, so whatever. It doesn't really matter much. I don't want to go down that road too much. But,
you know. I don't know. All this software is just becoming it's like as exhausting as like political stuff. It's like, and we're going to hear it all over again because you already saw it this week with all the new crap that came out. You know, Apple announced a bunch of crap with their iPads, the iPad minis, and the new iMac, which actually is pretty slick. I don't like all-in-one computers anymore, but it's like 5 millimeter thick. What is that about?
Yeah.
Where's the iMac? I don't know.
Well, it bulges out in the back. Did you see that?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's more like a TV tube kind of shape, but like super thin.
All right.
Did you see the box for it?
No.
The box. It's like think of it what a thin box would be for an iMac, but one side of it's got like it angles up, like it tapers up.
Oh, I see.
Pretty cool.
Anybody's thoughts on the iPad Mini, real quick? Not spending a lot of time on this.
Not buying one, don't need it, and I'm a little ticked that the iPad 4 came out so soon after the iPad 3.
Right?
Yeah, I actually have an iPad 3, and I was like, "What? Wait, I didn't even hear about that until like later in the day." Like, oh, really? Yeah.
I saw you in IRC. You're like, "What?"
Not sure.
I mean, it's nice because I now am curious if more people are interested. You know, all these little fanboy wars aside, I am curious if people are interested in smaller tablets or larger tablets. I've had a Kindle Fire and what else? I've had original Kindles, and it's very paperback book. It's like holding a book, right? Where tablets are more like a magazine. So what's the better form factor? You know, time will tell on that.
I have a feeling that this is going to kill the regular sized iPad eventually over time.
Nah, because there are always going to be people that want something bigger.
Two I don't sides. Think there
just
is.
Take a 13-inch and although the 17-inch iMac is a MacBook Pro is gone, but people are still using 15s and 13s and 12s.
Yeah, and then Windows.
That's
comes
a little
out.
Different, though. That's a computer. I mean,
well, what is an
it's
iPad
still something you got to take without with a keyboard? You,
I mean. Well, yeah, but it's. I mean, it's a tablet. It's a. You're not. You can't sit down and do Photoshop and edit. I mean, you can, but not like.
True.
But you have more of that. I think the larger tablets are more like a notepad. You know, you could actually plop that down on a desk and start doing stuff on it. And it's like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, Padfolio.
I guess. Mm-hmm. The way I see it is people who have full-size iPad are not going to buy the mini now, right now. When it's time for something new, I think they're going to buy a mini. I think people who don't have a full-size one are going to buy a mini. And eventually...
Now, it might be an interesting kid thing because when I was surprised how many people that I know who are parents... of kids the same age as mine got Kindle Fires for their kids. I'm like, well, right. Wow, really?
That just price.
Really, yeah. You know, shop by price, but that doesn't mean...
Because kids don't need an... They're like, whatever, it's a tablet. They don't know any different. I mean, they do, but they don't. You know what I mean?
And then, Microsoft's got their Surface, which looks really cool. I really don't like the price, and the apps are kind of weak, but... We'll see how they grow, and then Windows 8's coming out, so like all sorts of crap going on.
Google's announcing something next week, too.
That's right. Google's got a thing in Microsoft's thing.
I don't have it with me. It's on the other side of this wall, but I have one of those old Mattel football games. I mean, a tablet to a kid today is probably what the Mattel football games were to us then.
Yeah.
In a sense, yeah, I realized... It's a game. I get it. It's not a tablet. It
no, I know
do
what you
anything.
Mean. Sure.
I'm just saying that for the technology at the time, kids may not realize what goes inside.
I mean, they're watching YouTube and playing games. I know that's what my kids do with theirs. So.
True.
Desktop tower defense was in the back seat. Desktop backseat tower defense.
What's the seismologist thing? What was that?
Oh, yeah, the Italian seismologist that got arrested for failing in Italy.
Oh, I've
heard this story before.
This is terrible.
Is this the same story I heard like a year ago that's been ongoing, or is this a new thing? Because I've heard this before.
Maybe?
I just heard of it. It was all over the news the last couple of
days. Or maybe they were just jailed. Let's actually read. They failed to accurately communicate the risk of the 2009 quake, which killed more than 300 people, according to CNN.
Yeah, I think this was a year or two ago.
Yeah, well, I guess they now got into jail. And
that's crazy.
Ordered 7.8 million euros in damages.
Wow,
man. Unbelievable. Dangerous to be a scientist.
I guess.
Well, in Italy.
When you're packing heat.
Only if you're RoboCop. Wait, what?
What?
What? And now, RoboCop news.
All right, RoboCop news time. There we go.
Who made that This Week in RoboCop news thing?
Did. We played it last week.
Oh, I don't remember hearing it.
Yeah. That was my Ed 209 impression.
Okay.
Let me find it. I already lost it. RoboCop news time. We have last week we found out that RoboCop has a motorcycle that doesn't look like anything special. This week we have an angle of a photo of it head on, so it looks like it has some like eyes kind of, and like it has flashers on the bottom like red and blue that looks really dumb. And we have a video of RoboCop driving it around the corner.
That's exciting.
We also have a photo of Joel Kinnaman from the back. And I don't, did you see this photo?
Which one?
The one of him, like, you see the back of him?
Yeah.
What's on his back? Does it look like there's, like, a hood of, a like, an evil-looking kitten on there?
Oh, that. Yeah, I don't know what that, I think that's just a,
That might be a reflection, but it looks, looks very, Killer Clowns from Outer Spacious.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not wearing a glove.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
And the last thing we have in epic RoboCop news is they're using the Ford Taurus for the police cars, the Detroit police cars again.
Yeah.
They're sticking with that. They used it in the 1980s movies, and they're using them again.
According
to this person who apparently lives or works across the street from where they're filming in Toronto or somewhere in Canada, he saw them wheeling in the new Taurus.
Do they have baseball in the future? Oh, I kid.
Yeah, I think so. Didn't Doc Brown say that? We talked about this the other day.
That was Rocky boxing. Rocky 5000.
Oh, right. And the Cubs win in 2000. Was it 15?
Yeah,
Sports Almanac. The Back to the Future Sports Almanac. And I live in San Francisco where it's Giants fever all the time now, so we have that.
They beat Detroit tonight, what, 8-3?
Yeah. It was kind of a spanking. So we'll see. Hey, I like I said, I don't care who wins as long as they do it in four, so I don't have to drag this out any longer. that's it for RoboCop news. We don't have an outro, I guess.
Just play this again. This bit RoboCop.
Why not?
Because I didn't do an outro.
Twine. Or wait.
That's it. That's the outro. yes, this week in RoboCop is done. We have a new Iron Man trailer.
Yes, we do.
The first Iron Man trailer for Iron Man 3. We had a trailer for the trailer a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. This is the new thing that they're doing now.
The new, yeah, trailer the new for a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super.
We need two-part trailers for trailers.
Why not?
Well, we watch them anyway. How many times a commercial? I mean, you shared a PayPal commercial.
Oh, I did. Should we play that?
Drunk Gold Bloom. Probably not. Somebody will be like, copyright.
I don't know. You think?
I don't know. Why risk it? Know. We got flagged for a copyright for something that didn't even exist.
Was this?
Maybe reverse logic.
That's not the one. I'll have to find it. There's a bunch of these Drunk Goldblum ads where, like...
He's doing PayPal commercials now.
Is he really doing... I guess he's really doing PayPal commercials.
Because those are current commercials, I think, because PayPal's, like, in stores now.
Yeah, that's... I didn't know that. How does that work? What's the point?
It's, you know, it's just like... I don't know how it works, actually.
I don't know. I have a PayPal...
I see it at Home Depot all the time. It's right there. Pay with PayPal. And I'm like, yeah, no.
I have a PayPal debit credit card, you know, so I can use the money out of my account if I have money in my account.
I mean, maybe that's it. They're just replacing the bank, you know. You don't see it a lot, so I don't know. It's like NFC, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
When I stumble at and when I can't be bothered to take an Android phone out of the house, I only do it to show off.
Yeah, to show off to the...
Because it makes me look awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm buying a chair while sitting in a chair. It's a funny story. Anyway, there's PayPal. Hello. And I'm on my phone buying a jacket. PayPal. Once again, hello. Of course, there are 4 million websites. Then I'm out and about on the street. And who do I run into?
PayPal.
Is in stores now at my favorite juice shop.
Is this real life?
You're everywhere.
Yeah. I said Drunk Gold Bloom is great.
Hey,
what is this?
Come back to my place and you can look at my new chair. I bought it while I was sitting in a chair.
Is this on YouTube?
Is it just
me, all you do with any Jeff Goldblum thing is just slow it down.
Just slow it down.
And that is how, and this has been going on for years. Every time Jeff Goldblum is doing something, he gets slowed down and it becomes drunk Jeff Goldblum.
It sounds so funny. I mean, you just heard it. It's just like.
And of course, the commercial, he's talking really fast. He's like, hello.
And he's saying crazy stuff like that. Like, I bought a chair while I was sitting in a chair.
PayPal. Hello, PayPal. How are you?
There was this just reminded me, Christopher Walken was on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, the other day. And like all Jimmy Kimmel did, it was like that episode of Saturday Night Live. He's like, remember that time when you were on Saturday Night Live and you did the this bit? And then Christopher Walken's like, yeah, that was great, whatever. And Jimmy Kimmel just like, let's watch a bit. This was funny. And then so they watched the Saturday Night Live bit, like the Continental. He's like, oh, this is the Continental. That was great. Tell us about that. And he'd be like, well, there was the cameraman had a really big hands, and you could see him in the video. But yeah, let's watch that. Let's watch that. That's funny. Okay. It just went on and on and on like that for a long time. And it's kind of like, Walken was there to talk about the new movie he has out, the Seven Psychopaths or whatever. I don't even know if they got to that, because it was just, you could see he was kind of like, are we going to talk about my movie or what? But anyway, it was awesome. It was almost as awesome as Axl Rose performing at the Bridge School benefit last week.
No, it wasn't.
Nothing is going to be this awesome. No.
No.
This is completely terrible performance by Axl Rose. It is terrible. I don't know. First of all, Bridge School Benefit is the thing that Neil Young does to benefit cerebral palsy. Bridge School is a cerebral palsy school. He has two kids with cerebral palsy, which is crazy. Very, very rare to have one, and two is nuts. So he does this every year, and usually they're pretty good acts. I remember hearing about it when I was, collecting Pearl Jam bootlegs in high school, because they always played for the Bridge School benefit. And I'm looking through the thing, because I'm like, oh, who's playing this year? And is Pearl Jam going to be there? Whatever. And I see, like, Guns N' Roses on the ticket, and I'm like, what? Because they're only playing, like, it's just Axl now. And he just throws up at, like, fairs. Like, I don't know if...
That's always how it works. Axl Rose, the new Charlie Daniels band, right?
Not even. Like,
that's how it always works. Oh, you're playing the fair?
Yeah. And, something bad just happened. I lost connection, so we'll try this again. I'm about to join a hangout. Okay, let's try to join this hangout. I don't know if it's still in the air.
Haggard? All right.
That was weird. All right, we still on?
Wow, you just joined yourself.
I just joined my own hangout because the screen, like the window went blank, and I was like, well, all right, I don't know.
Hacks.
All right, well, I guess we're still going. weird. Don't talk shit about Axl Rose. He'll make the internet break. I'm going to make the internet break again by playing a bit of this. It's really, really sad that it's come to this for Axl, but here you go. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Seriously, yeehaw! Great hits of the 80s. Well, turn it up, man.
So that's a band that...
Wow, that's like worse. I'd rather listen to Kids Bop.
Oh, my God.
That's a band that you would call not tight.
Was Slash in it? Slash wasn't...
No.
Because Slash plays a hell of a lot better than that.
Axl Rose looks like he's wearing a fat costume. He sounds like he can no longer do falsetto, so he's just talking like this while he's singing, basically.
Jamal!
Yeah, exactly. And the band is just fucking sloppy. That was... man.
And in related news, I saw Rush the other day, and they were just tight as ever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they have to be
for almost 40 years.
Yeah. They have to be. I mean, that's their whole thing. So poor Axl, he's Still, he should be. I don't know how he got. Maybe he had some dirt on Neil Young or something, because I have no idea why he was playing that thing. It's a last minute thing. I don't know. I lost my list of show notes when I got thrown out of my own Hangout. So
I still have it. Let me see. I don't know what we are and are not supposed to be talking about, though.
What do you mean?
All right. The Evil Dead trailer. Do we want to talk about that?
We can talk about that. I haven't seen it, so I don't really know if it was good or not.
Oh. I've seen it. I think I mentioned this on a show in the last couple of days. Like, I was like a semi-okay fan of Evil Dead. Not a big fan, but I knew a lot about it. And so I watched this trailer, and when Bruce Campbell gets on stage and says that we're not going to screw the fans, you know that they're going to try and do everything right. So the trailer looks amazing. I'm not a big horror fan at all. I can't really take it. But from what I remember of the original, this looks really, really good. And the main character in this movie is now Ashley, not Ash.
Is it a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Sam Raimi has nothing to do with this, right? Or is he producing?
I don't know what his role in this is. If there was any, if he just maybe gave his blessing to it. I don't know if he has like a producer role or anything. I really don't know.
I don't know. I'm a fan of his movies. I'm a fan of Bruce Campbell movies. So it's going to have to be pretty good.
Yeah.
For me to look it up. I mean, I hate when they make movies that could be just anything, and they slap the name of a franchise on it. Because
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. It could just be anything.
Okay, Bruce Campbell is the producer. Sam Raimi is the producer.
Okay.
Right. I knew that they had some role in this.
I would like to think that we see a Bruce Campbell cameo at least.
Yeah, I think so too.
And Sam Raimi's brother, who is like in every Sam Raimi movie. And Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
All right. When's that come out?
Next year.
Oh, we kind of glossed over this. We started talking about it, and then we skipped right past it. Was the Iron Man trailer?
Oh, that's right, because you had the little thing. Yeah, the Iron Man trailer looks really sweet.
It looks pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Eric, the non-comic book fan.
I mean, I like Iron Man, right? The trailer was like, hey, okay, another movie. Let's just...
This is what you say about every comic book movie.
He's like tired from the last year. We did a lot of stuff, and we're pretty tired.
Right. I mentioned this to you the other day, Mike, was that Iron Man comic was one of those. It's like, it's not Superman. It's not Batman. It's not one of those hugely... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's popular, but it was never like that when I was growing up. Like, even Spider-Man.
It's not AAA. It's like A, but not AAA.
Right.
I just like it because Robert Downey Jr. is just such a badass in that role.
He plays that role perfectly.
He is. Yeah.
I mean, you know, drunk playboy millionaire, I guess. There you go. but I'm a fan of Iron Man. I that was one of those comics, though, I didn't get to until after I went through Batman and Spider-Man and, you know, the Avengers and everything. And then there was, like, some crossover to Iron Man, and then I got into that.
That said, though, while I'm not overly enthusiastic about things like that, I will totally see it because I just enjoy the franchise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've done a really good job with that. Is it the same guy directing it?
I don't know.
The guy, I can't think of his name. The guy from Swingers?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, doesn't matter, I guess. Hey, let's do some... Maybe not.
It's Vigo.
Okay.
It's Vigo.
There we go.
It's Vigo. It's Vigo.
Let's do some Ghostbusters
it's
news.
It's Vigo. It's Vigo.
Wow.
What?
I use the same newsreel thing for my shows.
You use this one?
Not the Vigo.
You can use It's Vigo from Ghostbusters 2.
No. Wait. Let me see if I can bring it up. I use.
Oh. Do you? It's from Monty Python, isn't it?
No, I it's an Apple loop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that from. All right. Even better.
You're thinking of their theme song, which I'm not going to hum or else we'll get flagged, but...
Yeah, right. All right. Well, Ghostbusters news. This was yours, Mike. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. So Ivan Reitman basically says, reboot next year. Too bad. That's it.
And we kind of had this before. We talked about this before, though, that he was going to reboot.
Well, I guess what happened was...
Because remember we said he was hanging out with George Lucas.
Well, Bill Murray basically said, no, not going to do it. So I guess the only thing that they can do to really save the franchise is to redo it. Because without Bill Murray, I can't see the movie doing well at all. So...
It's going to be like the cartoon.
I don't know. See, the thing is, I've said this before, is that the people that did Ghostbusters at that time were such comedy veterans that I don't know anybody today that could fill those roles.
Do you want to speculate who it would be?
I can speculate.
Not who you want it to be, but who it would be.
No. I can speculate. Yeah. Here's the thing. Like Steve Carell is got to be one of them because I can't see anybody else really. I'm not like a huge fan of Steve Carell, but I recognize that he's probably one of the funniest guys out there today.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Steve Carell, Louis C.K. Combine them, that would be kind of
maybe sure. I mean, how realistic would it be to get Jim Carrey in there?
Oof.
As an actor or a creator?
No, as an actor.
As a Ghostbuster? I don't think
so. As a Ghostbuster.
They're going to get younger, hipper dude. It's going to be like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, remember that Bill Murray and all them weren't...
They weren't.
In their 20s at the time.
I know they weren't.
They need Donald Glover needs to be in it.
Yeah, it'll be... I could see him. And I could see them getting like Ryan Reynolds to play Venkman. And... I can see maybe Steve Carell. Although, I feel like it's going to be younger. He might be too old.
No, I don't know. Well, see, it depends.
I don't know. I could see Steve Carell delivering that line. Is this true? Yes, Your Honor. This man has
been Yeah, I could see Carell. I could see Carell doing that, yes. I don't know.
I could see Steve Carell more being Ray than Venkman.
Yeah.
But either way...
Spangler,
I think that a lot of people that do comedy nowadays don't have the background and the resumes that the SNL type people did back then.
Well, I mean, maybe they dip into the SNL crowd.
Yeah, I suppose you can get some people from SNL, but
you get and Andy Samberg.
That was the first name that I came up with. As a matter of fact, he's like the only person that I came up with.
But I know. I was just like, who is still like,
well, who else would
who's
be
still
there?
Making movies? Andy that was funny.
Samberg. nobody else. That would be it.
Tina Fey. The only people working from like previous recent.
Yeah, you know, not for nothing, but I could see Tina Fey doing Sigourney Weaver's role. I really can.
Because who else? She would be the secretary. What's her name?
No, you can't
Annie Potts.
Ruin the secretary role. No, you can't do that. But I can...
Look. Are they going to do same story? Since it's a reboot?
Well, Ghostbusters, I don't exactly know how much flexibility you have there.
No. I mean, the same story.
The same story.
Who's going to play the Rick Moranis character?
Oh, you know, I wonder if Carell would do well in that role.
He might do good in that.
But the role is too small. You got to put him in a Ghostbusters costume. You have to.
Yeah.
But Rick Moranis, I don't know.
I mean, the only saving grace to this is that Ivan Reitman is going to be doing it. So he did it right once. The part that is questionable is why is he doing this again? Because there's no need.
Could you see Will Ferrell in it?
I guess, yeah.
Some of these guys got so big and so blown up that you're like, I like Will Ferrell stuff and Andy Samberg, but it's like...
It's not the same. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Josh Radnor.
What?
Josh Radnor from How I Met Your Mother. Maybe. Or Jason Segel.
I could see him putting that guy in there.
I could see Jason Segel being in there.
Yeah. Josh Radner's not doing. Has he done movies?
Oh yeah, he's been doing a lot of independent stuff. He's been doing some good stuff. But I can see Jason Segel doing Venkman.
Maybe
it's right here, Ray. It's looking at me. I could see Jason Segel doing that.
I don't know. He doesn't play the funny guy usually, though. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I think. But the
did you see the Muppet movie?
No, I didn't.
It was good. I saw it. It was really good.
No, but I think Jason Segel is good at doing like that straight, dry comedy.
I don't think so.
Where he could deliver a hilarious line and not break.
Maybe. The thing about Ghostbusters was, you know, and you can't recreate Bill Murray because it's Bill Murray. No. And he just, like, half of that shit probably wasn't even in the script. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right.
And try to get someone that can do that is what the trick is going to be. Because if you write all that stuff out, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
Enough.
That starts filming.
Do we have an outro for that?
That starts filming next summer.
This week in Ghostbusters reboot news.
It's Beagle! It's Beagle! It's Beagle! It's Beagle! It's Beagle! It's Beagle! It's Beagle!
Take it off of Mike's hard drive.
My hard drive is gone. Here it is. Thank you, Seagate.
Now, this is from Film Drunk, and they're calling this an Avatar ripoff, but we watched the trailer, and it doesn't seem to be an Avatar ripoff.
No, however, I don't see where it's a ripoff at all.
This is a $100 million underwater Chinese movie, sci-fi movie, I guess, which is, I believe, yes, the largest Chinese 3D production ever, so it's in 3D. Maybe that's why they're calling it a ripoff. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blurb says, the fantasy adventure set in ancient Greece tells about a young man's adventure in the undersea mermaid kingdom in order to save his father, while encountering ferocious sea monsters and gets involved in large-scale battles in the seabed between mermaids, monsters, and demons. That's a long sentence. And then it says some other people that are in it. So we watched the trailer. I gotta say, I'd watch this movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks pretty fucking good. It's not in Chinese, first of all, so I can watch it and not be confused.
But that doesn't matter. You ever see Kashern?
No.
You didn't need to be Japanese to watch that movie.
I thought you were going to say that Indian robo movie.
No.
That was amazing.
That was amazing in a different way.
Yeah.
But it's not... I don't know where they filmed it or how they did this. It's not... I mean, it has some Chinese actors in it, but... there's a lot of people that don't appear to be Chinese, so I don't know if they're making this saying, hey, look, maybe this is for other people, not just for the Chinese population or whatever, you know, I don't know. But yeah, it looks good. I mean, it's got it's got epic scenes from the trailer anyway. There was a little bit of episode one feel to some moments,
but Michael Bay's job. Or James Cameron.
James Cameron's job. I don't know. Looks good. So I don't know. Does it have a name? Oh, Empires of the Deep is what it's called. And I don't know when that's coming out or if we'll ever get to see it. It may be one of those things where you have to find it on the internet. I don't know. If it ever leaves the borders of China. Who knows?
Of course. Then we got the internet.
In other movie news, this is kind of sad, but Tony Scott, Ridley Scott's brother, who committed suicide, I don't know when this was, several months ago, I guess, and they thought he did it because he had inoperable brain cancer. Well, they did an autopsy on him, and the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office says they found no cancer in him, but he was full of antidepressants. And now I need antidepressants to get over that story.
You watch these commercials for like, no, I don't know, something simple. And one of the symptoms are, if you're thinking about suicide, please call your doctor.
Exactly.
And the thing is, some people can't handle it.
Yeah.
They think of these things, they have these thoughts, and they don't realize that it's the medication that's causing it. Even though they might have been told.
Yeah.
And sure. How they handle that kind of situation is where the danger lies.
Right. They put me on Wellbutrin years ago to quit smoking, and I remember having those thoughts, but I was also like aware of what was going on. I'm like, this is the medication, this is not me like being seriously bummed out with life or whatever. And the thoughts weren't like bummed out thoughts either. They were like, maybe I'll just go die today. I don't know. Whatever. That's cool. You know, it wasn't like, man, life sucks.
Well, Wellbutrin is heinous.
You had a completely different experience with it.
I didn't have any of that like depression stuff, but I turned into a raging asshole. Everybody was begging me to get off of it. They're like, yeah, no.
Now, do you think, did you take it to quit smoking?
Yeah.
Now, do you think it was because you were not smoking that you were a raging asshole?
No, I felt weird and different and highly, yeah, it was just because I did not crave a cigarette at all, period.
Well, it doesn't, yeah, I found it that, well, because what it does is it keeps your mind occupied on other things. You don't think about having a cigarette, but yeah. You still go through that withdrawal rage of not having cigarettes after a couple of days. And I mean, I've had that before too, when like back then or whenever, you know, I was quitting smoking and it was like, you go a couple of days and you're just like, I will kill you if you even look at me. Like, it was like, yeah, that red rage. Like, you know, you'd be at work and so you're like, yeah, dude, can you redo this? Like, simple thing. Like, just retype a sentence and be like, I will destroy, I will pull your lungs out through your asshole. You know, you're just like.
Yeah, that is exactly.
No, I've had that. And that was from, I mean, that's the withdrawals of nicotine. That's the bad thing. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, so you got off the Wellbutrin and you went right back to smoking, and that's why you stopped being an asshole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like a month.
Yeah. See, I don't think it was that so much as the cigarettes that was doing it for you. But I'm not a doctor, nor do I pretend to be one on this show. On another show, though. Speaking of doctors, I was on Michael Gaines' Horrorview show.
Horrorview? No, stop that.
At least I didn't bring it up when I was on that show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that courtesy.
I sat in on that show.
Yes, you were on Who Review.
That's right.
Recently. You're going to make me change.
Come on. It's like show. Therapist, the rapist.
The rapist.
Exactly. I never thought of that.
Doctor Who.
And the thing is, well, we did it a different way with Skype. And I haven't used Skype in so long that apparently Skype has some known issues that I was unaware of. So I apologize for being, I felt a little out of it because I wasn't getting like ends of your sentences at times. But after I listened back to the show, it sounded great, by the way.
Yeah.
But
your
there were things.
Audio in your video was really good. What do you have cable or Fios? What do you have?
No, I just have Comcast cable.
It was really good.
Yeah, no, it's, and Skype seems to do a lot better than this place sometimes with video, but not with the audio. It's like you cannot do crosstalk. It does not want to do it.
No.
So after I listened back to it, I was like, oh, there's stuff I wanted to say. And I was like, oh.
Well, that's,
I thought of things later.
Waiting on that. So on, if you can listen to us now, if you can, Dur. Listening to us now on Robot Underpants, if you're listening to the audio, you can hear me and Langley and Eric talking over each other sometimes. What happens on Skype is it does something called ducking, where if it hears a louder audio off of one of its sources, it'll duck. It'll bring the other audio down.
Right.
And people are pissed. I mean, they're like, I was watching NSFW on Twit about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Brian Brushwood was trying to fix that problem. And Casey and I were watching, because Casey and I have tried to fix that problem also, and you just can't do it. Now, I've read some technical reasons why from people that probably don't know the difference between like a hammer and a nail. And so the explanations don't make any sense to me completely. They'll say like, well, Skype is a half duplex app. I'm like, well, okay, that's fine, but still it has to get the data. It's doing something with the data. The duplexing shouldn't have anything to do with it. Whatever. The thing is, I don't know what the problem is, and Skype doesn't seem to be willing to fix it.
Yeah, and they've always had weird ducking problems, or weird volume problems, not necessarily ducking, but, you know, since the beginning of time, there's been that issue of, like, just that volume knob moving on its own. And Google Plus had that for a little while, but it seems to be steady. It's stabled out a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really weird. Yeah, the auto gain. The ducking thing was driving me crazy because, I mean, I listened back to it and I was like, oh, that's what you were saying. I thought you totally said something different. I was like, at one point you were like, oh, yeah, you know, they're the Time Lords are on Gallifrey with James Bond and whoever else. You said James Bond. All I heard was on, so I thought you said Amy Pond. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
You know, it's funny, though, because maybe...
Maybe I just need to shut up when you're talking. That's
no,
all
no, 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 no. I'm thinking like... See, the biggest problem with Skype for podcasters, there are two big problems. One is a ducking problem, and the second thing is that you can't natively record everybody's audio independently. You have to record the whole thing as one without add. I mean, there are add-ons. You have an add-on.
I use a call recorder add-on, and it lets you split it up.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe from now on, what I should do for the non-video podcast that I record is instead of using Skype, I should use Google Hangouts because we don't have that problem.
No, you don't have that problem. And
the
audio
quality is,
yeah, it's eh. But, I mean, I haven't tried whatever, what is it, iSight or iChat. What is it now? What's it called? FaceTime. I haven't tried that lately.
Yeah, or messages. I don't know.
Well, that might not be a bad thing to try, too.
If you're doing it with people that all have Macs, you might try that.
Maybe anyway. When Casey and I record Nexicon next, I think we're doing that tomorrow. I'll ask her to maybe try that.
See how that goes. Because I found it, I mean, I find it to be very distracting when you're having a conversation and you can't hear half of it. And it'd be one thing if it was like, just like cut out and back in again, but it takes a long, it takes like a second or two to come back up to volume.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway, but I had a good time. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, and, I had a great time with you.
And Mitchell and Webb were on Doctor Who.
Yes.
oh well. So that's one of your shows.
Yeah. It is.
Do you have any other show?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to talk about the rest
of it? I think so. I don't have the show notes. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I think we got it.
I think we nailed everything.
I think we got... There was the one thing that I added. Just Google nerd bikinis.
Oh. Which looks great over an audio show.
Yeah. Well, we're not showing it here, so that's, it doesn't matter.
No, we're not. And we also had that community. The show Community has been putting out these little videos because they don't know when they're... apparently, it's confirmed they'll be back, but they don't have a release, an air date for the new season. So they've been sending out these like videos, kind of making fun of it and whatever else. And one of the videos they sent out was like the two hot chicks that are on the show doing like a burlesque dance. You can go find that someplace. Doesn't work very well for an audio show.
Other shows that I'm doing, the Nexicon with Casey, Who Review, that Langley just mentioned, the Infinite Loop Show, which is about Apple technology and culture, World of Warcast, and This Week in Trek.
Very good. Eric Rice, are you doing anything worth noting?
Nope. I'm just sore all the time because I've been working out a lot and I'm just exhausted.
No.
It's past my bedtime.
Yeah, it is getting late. You're Eric Rice on the Twitters.
Twitter.
Are you on the app.net?
No.
Are you gonna?
No.
No?
I'm not spending $50.
It's 36 for a year.
Oh, they dropped
37 now or something.
Yeah, it's more if you want to be a developer. Or you can do month to month, whatever.
Nah.
Okay. I'm Langley on both of those things. Star Mike.
Star Mike on Twitter, Starman on app.net.
You were able to get Starman on app.net.
Yeah.
I'm Langley on Plurk.
yeah, you can find me on Pounce.
Do I hear Identica?
Pounce. I still get notifications about Identica. Like somebody's following on Identica. I'm like,
Pounce.
What?
Pounce wasn't bad.
I didn't use Pounce.
And Jaiku is all right, too, until Google slaughtered it, as usual.
Well, whatever. All right, that's it.
It's Beagle!
That's right.
It's Beagle!
We'll see you next week!
It's Beagle! It's Beagle!